time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill a cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again.
You know, I'm with Tom Lehrer on this holiday. Brother, here we go again. I mean, it seems like every year they start advertising Christmas sales just farther and farther away from Christmas. I mean, you know, it's bad enough that we get the Christmas in July stuff, but they start advertising for the season proper in like, you know, maybe even like September, the end of September and into early October. I mean, before Halloween is over, come on. This is ridiculous. And, you know, and Tom Lehrer, and I've also, there's also another song by Stan Freberg that I could have played as well, and maybe I'll do that next year, who knows. But, you know, he continues to go on. He kind of makes fun of what the holiday season has become. And, granted, this was in the 1960s, so take it for what it's worth.
Angels we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy.
This is a scam.
Dvorak is right. It is a scam. So, anyway, but I'm not going to think about that today. You know, there's a lot of good things that actually do happen on Christmas Day or kind of around Christmas Day. Maybe you get together with family, get together with friends, and you do something. And you just hang out and just be together because there's not a whole lot else you can do. It's one of the few holidays in the United States, at least, where pretty much everything's shut down for the most part. Definitely that you're stuck with your family on that day. And so, you know, make the best of it. Be happy with each other. You know, revel in the kids' just joy and wonder of the gifts that they got for Christmas. Hang out with your friends and family, you know, and enjoy their company. This is one day where you can do that, and it's okay. And you know, that's the part I do like. The rest of it, just all of the other stuff that you have to do, the social expectations and everything, I could kind of do without. But today I'm going to focus on the good things about it. And I encourage, and even if you don't, not a somebody who celebrates Christmas for whatever reason, you know, just focus on the good things today, because focusing on all the bad stuff just isn't worthwhile. So I hope you all have a Merry Christmas if that's what you celebrate, or that you have a nice day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.